Are you going through menopause or perimenopause? Let me tell you, the struggle to find comfort in my body sometimes, I'm telling you, if you know what I'm talking about, and I know you do, then you have to try Hormone Harmony.
Yes, you do. The struggle is real. And Hormone Harmony is not just a supplement for women going through perimenopause, menopause, or postmenopause. It's become a phenomenon, y'all, for real. Women cannot stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds.
Wow, Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now, here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life, okay? So Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause.
No.
Any woman with symptoms with hormonal imbalances can take it, but it's perfect for those horrible menopause symptoms that put a woman's life on hold, like.
Okay, can I just say hot flashes and night sweats? They are wrong. They're just
Yes,
wrong
they
and
are.
evil.
Yes, they are. And racing thoughts and low moods. Let me tell you
Ugh.
something. My mind is like a chattering monkey all night long.
Feeling tired all the time, poor sleep.
Yes, and no desire to be in bed next to someone if you know what I mean,
Okay, I
okay?
know you do.
Okay. So, Hormone Harmony can help with all of these things.
And for a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code FRANGELA at checkout.
That's happymammoth.com and use the code FRANGELA for 15% off today. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues?
Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before.
And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health, their food.
So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs, and we all want that, right?
It's called Superfood Complete.
Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods that are vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason D. Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes.
Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits.
That's right. My dogs love it. My little picky, picky dog, my boss dog, Twombly, is finally eating. And I've tried everything. I mean, I've tried prosciutto, people.
So go to badlandsranch.com/frangela and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to Badlands. That's Badlands ranch.com/frangela today.
Hi, I'm Liz Winstead.
I'm Moji Alawode-Al.
And we're the hosts of Feminist Buzzkills, the only weekly podcast that helps you navigate the post-Roe hellscape.
We dissect all the news from that sketchy intersection of abortion and misogyny with our guests, the abortion providers and activists working on the ground. Plus, we have amazing comedians to help us laugh through the rage.
Feminist Buzzkills drops Fridays wherever you get your pod fix. Listen and subscribe, because when BS is popping, we pop off.
MSW Media.
Hi, I'm Frances Callier.
And I'm Angela V. Shelton.
We are Frangela, and welcome to...
I am really proud. I am really honored.
He's a jackass.
Stop it. Get off it, Donald.
Hey, what happened?
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
You blow it!
You idiot!
Idiot of the week!
Week, 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 week! I want to thank you for joining us here on the Sexy Liberal Podcast Network and MSW Media.
Because you are amazing and you know amazing information and entertainment when you hear it.
You do. You have impeccable taste.
I can't say enough about you.
I want to thank you for writing us. Remember, you can always send your idiots to frangela08@gmail.com and idiot of the week at gmail.com, both.
But don't send them to both. Just send them to one.
Just send them to one.
You don't have to send them both, because then we both print them out, and it's like, you know.
And then it's like, well, we did that story, right?
Oh, that's right. Because the stupid never sleeps.
It never does.
Thank all of our OG Patreon people. You know, you have been supporting us in this podcast, and we cannot thank you enough. It is the thing getting us through. Make no mistake.
It really is. Because we are still, even though the WGA got their contract, we also as actors still are on strike. So we thank you. Yeah. Our families thank you. Our homes thank you. We can't appreciate you enough. Okay.
And those of you who are about to become Patreon friends, we welcome you and thank you. And we have lots of ways to say thank you for being a Patreon subscriber, don't we?
Yes, we do. One of them is 3 micro idiots a week, which is more hilarity, more laughter. I like to call it self-care.
Thank you. Medicine.
It's medicine. It's
birthday messages.
That's right. Come on into our Patreon friends and family and find out why people are enjoying being a Frangela Patreon. Also, you can get a cameo from Frangela. All you have to do is go to cameo.com, put in Frangela, and we can give you a pick-me-up, a video message, birthday message, happy anniversary. You name it. You know what? It's an infinite amount of things we can do, except a commercial.
Yeah. Somebody asked us to do a commercial for something like a big company once, and I was like, dude.
Can't do a commercial.
Dude.
That's going to cost a little bit more. Okay.
That has to cost more.
That's going to cost a little bit more than Cameo. Also, we want to remind you, ooh, baby, October 21st is the day. Get your tickets, your pay-per-view tickets for the Sexy Liberal Indictment Tour featuring, ooh, Stephanie Miller, John Fugelsang, Hal Sparks, Frangela, Malcolm Nance.
Just announced Malcolm Nance.
Who else we got, Angela?
Glenn Kirshner.
Yes.
What?
Come on now.
It's so alpha liberal. It's amazing. And Ron Perlman.
We got Hellboy. Yeah, we got Hellboy.
It's so much alpha liberal.
So much. So get your tickets. You can, and that doesn't mean you have to watch the night of, y'all.
No, you can. You can watch it live on pay-per-view, or you can watch it whenever you want, as many times as you want. I think at least up through the end of the year.
That's right. So get your tickets. And always join us for the third hour every Friday morning of the Stephanie Miller Show. Although you should be listening to every
hour. You're listening all week. I don't know why. You know, we just like to say it as a gentle reminder.
Right. But we want to tell you when we there. Right. For the blackest hour in radio.
The blackest hour in radio. Maybe in every form of media. I feel like it might be fair to say. But we have a lot of stupid. And I want to thank everyone for writing and for commenting on Patreon. It's wonderful to hear from you. This idiot, it comes out of a Kamala H or Kamala, maybe. I do love this as a
Kamala. What my favorite thing is from now on, we're just going to call you the VP of everything. Okay?
She is too. She's Kamala, a wonderful OG.
Is the VP of everything. She sent us this. She said, oh, y'all, I was like, I'm shook.
It's sort of, she sent us an idiot, and this was like within the idiot. And so it couldn't be ignored. It screamed to get its own space.
Man met his girlfriend's dad and realized they slept together. Talk about the tea.
Say it again because it's confusing.
Met his girlfriend's dad, okay? And then realized,
oh snap,
they had slept together. He and the daddy.
I've slept with you. He and the daddy had the adult times, apparently. So this man, he goes on, he wrote to the Guardian and telling them this story.
And he was seeking advice.
He was seeking advice, which it may be too late to get advice. We may have passed the place where advice was going to be useful.
Ooh, okay. An anonymous man reveals that during a bi phase, which many people have, And he said he used to sleep around with pretty much everyone, this is a quote, everyone that came along, including other men. But all that changed when the man met his new girlfriend's parents. So how it is, you get into somebody and it's going well, you've been dating, and finally they're like, I want you to meet my parents. And that's a special.
You all excited. Yeah. You probably got yourself a new shirt, even maybe.
That's
got
right.
Got a haircut. You know, got
that's
just
right.
Got gussied up to sit down. Well, he went on to say, halfway through lunch, I realized that I had slept with her father. That's the kind of sentence I could use just a few more words before, you know what I mean? Like, I need a little bit of time. Because it's so like, what? Halfway through lunch. And this is what I would like to know specifically. Was it something he said? Was it a look he had on his face that brought back the memory?
Or the look of terror?
Yeah,
the dad sitting there.
Did
the
he recognize him?
Yes. He goes on to say, I was going to propose, but when my partner and her mother were away, he told me to end it with his daughter. I'm obviously in love. Shall I just ignore him or tell my partner?
Oh, you know,
baby.
This is particularly juicy. And this is the kind of thing where if you were a friend and you were telling us, it would be really hard for me not to smile really big because it's so juicy. It's like,
listen.
All right.
What's your advice?
My advice is, if you want to marry this person, you don't walk away from that because of a dalliance. Now, the unfortunate part of this dalliance is it sounds like it might be a problem in his life. So my thing is, you got to figure out how you feel about it. But I would be like, look, you can tell her or I can.
Listen, I say burn.
Or we can do it together.
Burn it all. Burn that situation. There are billions of people on this earth. She ain't that special. That ain't that special of a situation.
I don't know.
Need to go down.
You know what, Francis? I'm gonna call you out on this one, because as somebody who's been with her partner for what, 30 years?
Yeah. 27.
You don't know what it's like out here. You don't know. You haven't dated in this century.
No, I don't know
what it's like. It's easy when you found your person at 20, whatever it was, 6'5" something. It's easy to be like, oh, there's plenty of fish in the sea. No, there aren't. Let me tell you about this sea. It's dry. Global warming has sucked up the dating seed.
See,
it is dry AF.
I don't want to believe that.
Because to me, to believe it, this is why he's running into people he's already slept with.
You're going, you cannot have had your penis.
Yes, you can.
In the first and the second generation.
Yes,
okay?
You can. Let me explain to you. There are very few suitable places for it to go.
Okay, the town you are from cannot be
sense.
That fucking small.
Makes sense, though. If you liked one person in the family, you probably like people in the family. It doesn't surprise me. You know, they got things in common.
The only way that this can work is if you go and screw mama too, okay?
Well,
then you've had everybody.
Well, this is my thing. This is my problem. There's no such thing as a secret, okay?
That's the truth.
Even if you weren't going to be with this person, I think this needs to be outed, because I don't know what mama knows and what mama doesn't, but mama has a right to know what's going on in her sex life.
Let me tell you whose business it ain't to tell mama. His.
Well, I'm not saying to tell her, but I'm saying you got to tell her your partner, because that's your partner, you know? And I think that you make that, if that's a relationship you want to be in, then you have to get it correct. You have to tell the truth.
And I'm telling you right now, this relationship will never work. It will never be okay that you screwed my daddy. It will never be okay.
I think that is an old-timey provincial concept. You go out and date on Match for 2 years. Go date on Match for 2 years and then see if you aren't like, you know what? I'm obsessed with daddy. I understand it. My dad's cute. I get it. Trust me.
I think that's,
you write us at franchisedurate@gmail.com and let us know what y'all think. But I'm saying, if you've been single in this century,
Seriously. No, seriously.
Seriously.
Seriously. Seriously. Seriously.
Do you know what it takes to get this qualified man? Do you have any idea?
You man that screwed your daddy.
Well, that's a bad example because my daddy's a jerk. So I'd be like, why do you have a sex with assholes?
He could be a jerk.
Well, but that doesn't, it doesn't sound like it because she wanted him to meet him. Like, ain't nobody meeting my daddy. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not happening.
That's what I'm saying.
That's, I'm just saying. What I think is hilarious about this story is that you wrote to the newspaper.
Yes, because he needed help. Yeah, he's that much in love.
Have you had, you don't have no touchstones you haven't had sex with. You don't have no...
Okay,
no places to go for advice that aren't maybe involved. Is that what's going on? Like, I'm trying to, to me.
Let's go back to what he said. He said there was a phase he pretty much slept with everyone.
Yeah, but was his job, was he a turnstile? Like, what is everyone?
That's what I wanted to say. Everyone might be everyone. He may have slept with you, may have slept with me. We don't know.
Oh, he didn't sleep with me. I don't know.
Okay. But he said he has pretty much slept with everyone that came along.
Isn't this like in the UK too? This is like not a small.
What I want to know, there's a part of me that says, yeah, maybe bring mama into this conversation because he could have slept with her too and that may not remember.
That's true. Oh my God. All right.
No, seriously, this is dead. This ground is dead to you. Pour salt on it. Pour salt on his dick. Pour salt on your dick.
I do not agree.
And sage that shit.
I cannot agree.
And go find some fucking body.
I'm going to put you on Zeusk for one weekend and see. Okay, Bumble. You're going to Bumble for 2 weeks and see if you change your mind.
Okay.
You know what it takes to get disqualified these days?
Girl, we got to agree to disagree.
Because
I just cannot. I just, y'all write us. And tell this person who I am talking to what sanity looks like.
I am simply suggesting that this is outside of your wheelhouse a little.
Okay. You know what? I can hear that. I can hear that. Maybe I dated in the last same decade.
That's right. Maybe. Global warming, girl. The lake bed dry. The dust bowl out here.
But I just cannot believe.
People are having sex with tumbleweeds. That's how bad it is. I'm just saying, I identify with the problem.
All right. We got to agree to disagree on that one.
Next up. From the most amazing Jason P. We adore you.
Okay. Florida woman brings meth into court, claims it was makeup. Now, mind you, I am not a meth user and have never used meth, but I did watch 6 or 7 seasons of Breaking Bad. I do feel like I am somewhat
Documentaries.
I got some documentaries.
Montana meth. And...
Right. So I kind of feel like I understood what meth looked like, but I was like, well, maybe there's a new meth.
No, this is the thing. I just assumed, and this is why you should never assume, an idiot. Never assume. Read the article. Because the headline, you're like, oh, I don't know. Is that? But this is the thing. Because I had given this person too much credit. And in my head, I thought, well, clearly this was meth that had already been powdered in some way and maybe pressed into something to look like. No, don't ever do that. Don't give people credit. When they don't deserve it. No, this was rocks of meth in a meth baggie. In one of them little drug baggies. And she was like, oh, that's makeup.
Tessa B. Lilly was allegedly caught in possession of meth.
That's such a cute name. Tessa Lilly.
Shortly after 10 a.m. Again, first of all, let's talk about Marie Kondo.
Yes.
Marie Kondo has a concept.
She's an organization expert.
Absolutely. Where she suggests that whenever you come in to your home, mm-hmm. that you should empty your pockets, your purse.
Yes, you should have a place that you put the things that you regularly need, like your wallet and things like
That's right. And what it encourages one to do is to be in connection with their items, okay? Have and a relationship.
Specifically, to know exactly where their meth is.
That's right. Well, not just meth. It's not just about placement of your meth.
Although I would say in the hierarchy of things.
Your things, okay?
In your hierarchy of needs in your purse.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Especially when one is going to court, which many people recognize is the place where these differences of opinion on legaliness are adjudicated.
So... the flaggers,
they're suspicious at court, aren't they, Frances? They suspicious.
You know what? And you wouldn't think they would be so suspicious.
But they are
they're extremely suspicious at court.
They okay? don't they like this, what's the word? They like evidence.
The Flagler County Sheriff's Office said in a press release that the 25-year-old triggered a metal detector in the courthouse and was asked to empty her property into a bucket. And that's the reason why I'm saying about emptying out your pockets, your purse, mm-hmm. your things mm-hmm. like that. You see, because if you don't do those actions, other people will ask you to.
Let me tell you about one of the most terrifying moments in my adult life. I lived in Toronto for a while. I worked at Second City there, and I was coming home, and I forgot till I was right at the border where they were deciding if they were going to check my truck, because I was moving back. So I had a big moving truck, and I had been so worried about the dog's paperwork and all that I was sitting there like ready with that. And then suddenly my mind remembered the going away party. And I remember the stage manager, Bob Durkash, wonderful man, very kind man. And I remember him saying something about, oh, I'm going to give you a present. I'll put it in your purse. And let me tell you, there's only one currency in Bob land. Okay. I didn't have to, at that moment, as the thank you, as the border guard was talking to me, I went, ding. What would Bob have given you? I know one, the lollipop. But I was afraid to go grab my purse
mm-hmm.
because I was like, oh my God. And knowing Bob, it was a beautiful, hefty sized adult, fumable, smoky thing. and I was like, and I managed, they didn't search my anything or whatever, but it was terrifying. And it was a really good lesson in check out what's in your purse and your pockets.
Yes.
If there's even a danger of something like this happening.
The police said that she then removed a plastic baggie from her pocket and told officers that the substance inside was a skin treatment makeup.
It's
the rocks.
Meth rock. Base.
They're crystal rocks. They're rocks. Okay.
I want you to imagine grabbing, like, say, diamonds and scraping them across your skin. That's what she's saying.
That's right. The deputy sheriff present saw a rock-like substance in the plastic baggie and had it tested by special investigations unit detectives. That's a lot of words.
Well, and this is the thing. They didn't have to go far because they were right there. This is the problem.
Well, she brought the drugs to them.
Yeah. That's why she's an idiot.
You know, and here's the thing. I have so much compassion for addicts.
Yes.
I have so much compassion for the mistakes people make and things being hard in your life. But this is you asking for help.
Mm-hmm.
And you have got to understand what a cry for help looks like.
Unfortunately, these people are not known for their sympathetic helpfulness.
No. No.
They're known more for putting you in prison. And you've made it. This is the thing, y'all. You've got to... Don't bring the criminality to the police. Make them do some kind of work. Okay, it's good for them. It keeps their minds agile. It's good for you.
This is too It's too easy. We'll be right back.
It's really upsetting.
We'll be right back.
It's no surprise that newsmakers try to manipulate the audience. They want you to believe that they are the one holding the line, and they'll use any trick they can to get you there. But don't let them fool you. Get unspun. I'm Amanda Sturgill. I've been a reporter, and today I teach future reporters to cut the spin and think critically about what newsmakers say. My podcast, Unspun, shows you how to know when you're being manipulated by the news. Learn to spot the tricks and how to make up your own mind about what's true. So if you're tired of being fooled by the news, subscribe to Unspun today. Unspun, because you deserve the truth.
Welcome back. This is from Ro L. Thank you.
Thank you, Ro. This, I encourage you to go look at this because it's funny to watch. Man attempts to assemble stolen electric scooter in front of store. And yeah, the store he stole it from. Flagler, Florida.
Florida, of course.
A man in Florida was dubbed by a sheriff's office as the dumb criminal of the week. Okay, real quick, stay out of our lane. Flagler, please? Sheriff's office, stay out. You don't get to pick the idiot. We pick the idiot of the week. Oh, I hate when people overstep. After he was caught trying to assemble a stolen electric razor scooter in front of the Target he's accused of stealing it from. So what he did, in a sort of a bastardization of Marie Kondo, to bring that yes. back, he was like, let me take care of this project now. I've stolen the scooter, but I have to put it together.
Yes. Oh. Well, okay. Mindful thief. I mean, in front of it, in front of the glass doors, not... Angela, okay, first of all, let's give this some credit. Okay. There was a robbery.
Right.
And he was successful. He was out of the building. The
You're right. He was out of the building. That's a key part of the robbery that a lot of our people don't ever achieve.
They don't even achieve.
They'll get anywhere that's near right. that benchmark. You're right.
Next, he did something that a lot of people don't think of, which is, I need a getaway.
Yeah.
I need to run. I need to run. I need to go faster than what my feet can That's do. Right. Okay.
Luckily, the thing I've stolen
is mobility.
Yeah. Okay, but Here's the thing.
Now we get into the criticism.
Now we have to talk about a few things and the mindful thief and please, I want to thank everyone for writing in with, their thoughts on The Mindful Thief and different chapters. But mm-hmm. I enjoyed the entire book, don't get me wrong, but I really enjoyed mm-hmm. the entire section. And, up until this story, I thought it was a little maybe overly thorough on what mm-hmm. what is a getaway. Because...
but now I understand.
I thought we had to include that chapter. Make sure there are wheels on it. Make sure it has fuel. I was like, okay, maybe we're really, but you were absolutely right. Anything that has to be assembled. If there is assembly required, that is not an active getaway option.
No.
And when
no.
you saw from the book, I was like, is this something that even needs to be said? But clearly it does. And I want to apologize for having even a moment of hesitation about it.
According to the Flagler County Sheriff's Office, the man was witnessed walking past cashiers and out of the Target's front door without paying for the scooter worth $539.99. That's $540 Target. You know, that makes me so mad. I know.
Because they killed that dollar. Stop.
They killed that dollar. You know what my mama would say. You done busted that dollar.
You busted it. It's gone.
Okay. Officials say that instead of fleeing the scene of the crime, the man stopped on the sidewalk in front of the store and started assembling the scooter. A responding deputy caught the man before he could finish assembling it and gave him a ride to jail. You see, he still got a ride, Angela.
It's not.
Not the ride he was hoping for.
Okay, you have to get fully away
from the scene of the crime. Technically, you were outside the building, but you were still on the property.
I don't understand, Angela.
This is not the crime for you, okay? I'm sincerely surprised. Like, I'm busy. What do you want?
What do you want? I'm putting the scooter together.
I'm putting my scooter. I can't get away. I stole this. I can't get away with it until I put it together.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay, next up. This is from two people. Bridget J.
and Gino C.
All right.
This is upsetting to me.
Is it?
It's very, very, this has got to stop.
Box of giraffe feces seized at the border from woman who planned to make necklaces with it.
First of all, I would like to give a shout out to the good people who work at U.S. Customs and Border Protection, and not the assholes, okay. The ones who have to deal with this.
Yes.
This is okay. You shouldn't have to deal with this at your job. This should not be, you should never have, unless in fact your job is giraffe cage cleaner, you should never, ever, 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 ever have to deal with this, and you have some kind of an OSHA violation here.
A box of giraffe feces was confiscated. That shouldn't even be in the same sentence.
No.
And destroyed by U.S. Customs and Border Protection after a woman brought it back from a trip to Kenya and planned to make necklaces.
Were they out of postcards?
Out of the excrement. The woman obtained the fecal matter when she was on a trip to Kenya and was returning back to the United States when she was selected by that. And that's just from selection. What if she didn't get selected?
Well, I'm wondering if she smelled or something.
By U.S. Customs and Borders Protection's agriculture specialist for inspection. The passenger, this is a quote, the passenger declared giraffe feces and stated he had obtained the droppings in Kenya and planned to make a necklace. The passenger also stated that in the past she had used moose feces at her home in Iowa. The real danger is with bringing fecal matter into the United States is if this person had entered the U.S. and had not declared these items, there is a high possibility a person could have contracted a disease from this jewelry and developed serious health issues. Can I tell you, motherfuckers, about COVID?
That's a quote from LaFonda D. Sutton Burke, which, let me tell you, LaFonda don't play. Okay.
No.
The CBP Director Field Operations Chicago Field Office. Okay. She was like, there's a serious.
Yes.
You can die.
There's a high possibility. And here this fool is, she's making jewelry for her friends out of giraffe shit. Mm-mm.
Those aren't your friends. Those are enemies. You do not do that okay. to a friend. You don't give a friend. No. No, we are not.
Here you go.
If you hand me some feces. No, we are not.
Well, you've already taken the moose feces. Did you not realize that necklace that you're wearing is made of moose shit?
Hey, I need something sharp. You know what? I don't. I'll use a blunt object. No, we are now at war. That's an act of war. So this was upsetting to me to learn, though. Did you know it's actually possible to bring animal feces in the United States for certain species, provided that you have a permit? There's a poop permit.
Yeah.
This is the kind of thing I'm talking about, Frances, where we need to go through with a fine tooth comb.
Yep.
All the BS that doesn't make sense. That makes no. Close that. No.
Let's review. First, we had
the girlfriend, the man who slept with his girlfriend's daddy.
Ooh, ooh. And then we had the woman who brings meth into court and claims it was makeup.
Oh, sweetie. Then we have the man who tried to assemble the scooter in front of the target he stole it from, allegedly.
And then we got a woman trying to bring in giraffe feces to make necklaces with. I gotta go with the guy who's assembling the scooter in front of Target.
Really?
That is stupid.
It is stupid.
That is idiot.
It is stupid. But I, for me, feces.
Really?
Yeah, because this is the thing. I can come up with, I do think that there's a strong possibility that whiff that you're smelling off of the scooter is in fact meth. I think there's Absolutely. A strong possibility of that. We know meth chick in the, it was a cry for help, right?
Yes.
And we know sleep right. around, we both have to sort of recuse ourselves from. Okay.
Right. So we both have some very strong feelings right. around.
I'm right and you're not, and that's we have to get to the bottom of that.
Burn that relationship. Burn it.
A witch.
Angela, there was a time in this country. There was a time in this country when your new partner brought you to meet to lunch to meet their parents. Mm-hmm. Your penis hadn't met bow, with them already. Bow, wow.
You and Francis. Oh, there was a time in this country.
There was a time, Angela.
There was a time when everybody understood once something has exited any creature's body, it is no longer viable. Mm-hmm. It has been used. It is done it. Do not pick it up. Do not. You understand that she was gonna have to work with it. She was gonna be kneading and manipulating the feces because they don't come in earring shape. They don't come in necklace shape.
I'm Frances Callier.
I'm Angela V. Shelton. I'm disgusted.
We are Frangela. Thank you so much for listening to. Week.
It's no surprise that newsmakers try to manipulate the audience. They want you to believe that they are the one holding the line and they'll use any trick they can to get you there. But don't let them fool you. Get unspun. I'm Amanda Sturgill. I've been a reporter, and today I teach future reporters to cut the spin and think critically about what newsmakers say. My podcast, Unspun, shows you how to know when you're being manipulated by the news. Learn to spot the tricks and how to make up your own mind about what's true. So if you're tired of being fooled by the news, subscribe to Unspun today. Unspun, because you deserve the truth.